This is The Fantasy Show on Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
What's going on? It's week 14 in the National Football League, and the fantasy playoffs have arrived. Fantasy Show is here with Alex Cicero and Josh Goldberg. Dan Riccio is off today, a well-deserved day off after a terrific job. Him and Emil Delich, our technical director, covering TFC and the game last night. So, Emil is here. Yeah. He does make a good point. Yeah. Emil is here. Dan
what
is not.
What does that optically look like? We got one of those guys is here, and we got one guy who's not.
We got the 1 o'clock email yesterday saying, "Hey boys, it's just going to be just you two tomorrow." So, okay. So Dan's not here. Yeah. So it's you, and it's me. It's just the two of us.
It's just the two of us. Yeah.
Just the two of us. We can make it if we try.
I just wanted to find an excuse to play the
song. Yeah, I know. I'm okay with that.
Emil queued it up for me. Last night was a bummer.
Yeah.
With the soccer game. We were at a family function, so we pretty much watched the entire game. To lose a championship on home soil that way in a penalty shootout is maybe the worst way to lose a title. And we were talking about it before the show. Like, come playoffs, baseball, football, basketball, and hockey, those guys could technically go for hours on end without finishing a game. So why shouldn't it be that way in soccer?
That's what I said. I think it's to decide a championship on a shootout. Could you imagine Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final? They play 20 minutes OT. Yeah, you know what? We're going to go to a shootout. You go. Stanley Cup on the line. Shootout.
No, I couldn't see it. Yeah. It's terrible. And I do get to, I guess you can't run those guys out for six straight hours, but you would think someone would score.
Eventually,
like,
yeah.
Benoit Cheyrou was pretty much after the game said, "We lost the game because of something that's not soccer."
Yeah. Well, at the same time,
he's not wrong.
They did go 120 minutes and did not score a goal, right? So
that has to be, the Sounders have to be the first team in sporting history to win a final without registering a shot on goal. I'm sure if you look in any sport that registers shots on goal, which I guess is really just one.
Yeah.
But kudos to TFC.
It would be like a team winning an NBA championship just shooting free throws, not attempting a shot from the floor, just free throws like whole game.
Being hack-a-shacked for the entire 48 minutes.
Not good.
No. So we got a busy show. We have a whack of games to preview. Of course, the buys are done, so we will preview every single game in depth. It is playoff time, so we want to make sure you are ready to go as best as possible here to make, you know, the best fantasy decisions. And this is why we love fantasy and hate fantasy, right? Because a lot of people started Derek Carr Thursday and are pulling their hair out. Derek Carr did nothing. He was really bad, whether it was the cold or the finger or it was just an off night or a combination. He was abysmal. But Marcus Mariota against the Broncos today. Marcus Mariota, if he's on your team, pretty much got you to today.
Yeah.
Maybe he got you a first round bye, so you don't have to play him against the Broncos today.
You have to hope so.
But Tom Brady tomorrow against the Ravens. Yeah. That's not a great matchup.
No, it's a bad matchup.
A lot of really good running backs have tough matchups today. Yeah. So that's going to be the tricky thing. Right off the bat here, Josh.
Yep.
Julio Jones. Julio Jones has a 4:25 kickoff today. And according to both Schefter and Rappaport, a game time decision. He's going to test it out on the grass in LA beforehand. Adam Schefter has a tweet saying, "One source tells me he thinks he's going to play. Another source tells me he thinks he's not going to play." So under what circumstance do you leave Julio Jones in your lineup knowing that two of three things can happen? One, he's active and he actually tries to run some routes and he's a disaster. Two, he's active and he's pretty much a decoy, and that suggestion was thrown out yesterday. Or three, come like 3 o'clock, you know, the injury, the active come in and he's not activated.
Yeah.
So under what circumstance can you take the risk of starting Julio Jones today?
None, I don't think. I mean, it would be one thing if this was week 7, but we're talking week 14, first round of the playoffs. Like, obviously Julio did a big job in likely getting you to this point.
Yeah.
But you can't just blindly be loyal to your studs when there's everything in the evidence box to tell you that he's not going to play? And if he's active, what's he going to catch, one pass? If that,
who knows?
And like, he may not be out there. There's way too much downside. And I mean, obviously he has as high of an upside as anyone when he's healthy, but we saw clearly last week he was very hobbled.
And still by went, that. Still went 7 for $113.
But down the stretch, what did he play? One or two plays the last 6 minutes?
I think he played like 45 of the 70 some odd snaps for the Falcons.
And they were in a tight game that they ended up losing. So you have to assume it was pretty bad. And they were probably also thinking, hey, we're playing the Jeff Fisher Rams.
Yeah.
Like, if we can't beat them on the road without Julio Jones, we have no business making it to the playoffs.
And he'd be up against Tremaine Johnson. Yeah. That's still a matchup that Julio should win if he's healthy. I think our job here today is to try and figure out, of the wide receivers ranked like 35 or lower, which ones have obviously the highest upside. Like, Julio every week should pretty much be getting you at least 10 points.
Yeah.
And I'm with Josh. I don't see how you can risk it. I mean, you just can't. No. You can't afford to have a big fat donut from your wide receiver one slot in week one of the playoffs. No. So, you know, a lot, like, do you go Rishard Matthews against the Broncos today? Tyler Boyd, Brandon LaFell, Sterling Shepard tonight against the today against the Cowboys.
Obviously, you're not starting Julio in any circumstance. If you have to start Rishard Matthews, if it's Julio or Rishard Matthews, you start Rishard Matthews.
Mm-hmm.
But the expectations are not very high for Rishard Matthews going up against the Broncos.
Maybe what you do, maybe Taylor Gabriel is still out there. And if it's a shallower league, you pick him up. Because if Mohamed Sanu doesn't play as well, looks like Gabriel's going to get the start.
Had his most targets. I mean, he hasn't really been a target monster, but I think he had 6 targets last week, which is his most in a while, if not the season. So he's clearly a favorite of Matt Ryan's outside of Julio. He likes to get him out in space. You have to think he's going to take on more of a focal point type role outside of the run game if Julio doesn't play.
Like, I think Michael Floyd can have a nice game today in Miami. Played over 90% of the snaps last week, and now we know John Brown is going to kind of be in and out of the game with his sickle cell issue. So I think Floyd is a guy might be on your waiver wire. Maybe Will Fuller's out there. I think he's kind of been trending upward the last couple of weeks. The Texans get Indianapolis today. You can try one of the Bears guys if you want, whether it's Cam Meredith or Josh Bellamy or one of those guys.
A real wild card situation there.
Or maybe Anquan Boldin. But yeah, I think there's just, at this point, there's too much risk to start Julio, which is horrible. But you'd rather get maybe 5-6 points from a guy like Adam Thielen than obviously the big zero from Julio. So that's how Josh and I look at it. The other issue we should talk about right off the bat is weather. Because last week, specifically the 49ers and the Bears were playing in a bit of a blizzard for the first portion of that game. And that first quarter was historically bad for passing. Like, it between Matt Barkley and Colin Kaepernick, it was as you like to say, a tire fire?
Dumpster fire. Those both work.
Yeah.
I'm partial to both of those things.
Yeah, right. And I think that was Kaepernick's first game ever playing in snow. I thought I saw that on Monday, that he had never played in snow before.
He's played in wind and cold, I think, when he was at Nevada in college. He's played, I don't know if he's actually played in snow.
So, you know, I was pretty high on Kaepernick last week.
Yeah, we all were.
So, look, that's our bad. We're not gonna hit on everything each week. That's
fair. A bit of egg on everyone's faces last week, though.
Most of the fantasy community were in on Colin Kaepernick. So, looking at the weather schedule today, there's really 3 games we're kind of pinpointing that should be affected by weather. The first one is just south of us, southwest of us at Orchard Park between the Bills and the Steelers. Should be some light snow. Also in Cleveland for the Browns and the Bengals, should be some light snow. And then one of the late kickoffs, the Packers and the Seahawks, should be some light snow at Lambeau at 4:25. So I think we probably all agree that for the most, wind has much more of an effect on fantasy production being lowered than snow. Now, if there's a freaking blizzard that strolls through a straight stadium for 2 quarters, of course that's going to be affecting running backs, wide receivers, and quarterbacks. But when you see that there's going to be some light snow in these 3 games, are you immediately downgrading? Are you downgrading Big Ben today? in Buffalo. Like, I'm not, right? My expectations for Ben drop a bit because he's on the road and he's a different quarterback on the road. Yeah. They're probably going to go more run heavy on the road like the Steelers usually do. But, you know, light snow, I'm okay with.
Yeah.
If that changes by 1 o'clock, like, you guys out there, you're going to have to do some work and see if things start picking up a bit. But unless there is a blizzard that will be right over the stadium for most of these games, I don't think I'm really going to be making any lineup changes affected on any of this. Are you?
No, because we've come to the point where you can put a glove on a quarterback and the grip won't be affected too much. As long as it's not obviously snowing super heavily and you're grip on the field in terms of your cleats is affected, then maybe that's an issue. But I feel like we've seen production in the snow before, maybe not as much in the pass game. The running backs I wouldn't downgrade at all. I'm not going to really downgrade Aaron Rodgers too much in that situation.
I like Aaron Rodgers. Still.
Tyrod Taylor, you might have liked a little bit heading into today at home against Pittsburgh. If the weather's bad an hour before and you have another option, maybe you want to consider that. But outside of, you know, fringe type guys, I wouldn't consider benching any of my established starters.
No.
Just because of a little bit of snow.
No, neither would I. It might rain in Miami today where the Cardinals take on the Dolphins. Going to be overcast in Philadelphia today, and everywhere else is pretty good, especially in Detroit and Indianapolis, where they're going to be playing under a dome. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to keep the lines open throughout the show. It's playoff time. We want to hear what type of lineup situations you guys have, what you need help with. We're going to try and do our best to make sure you have the best lineup possible to get you to the next round. So the lines are open at 416-870-0590, star 590 on the cell, or toll free at 1-888-666-0590. You can get us on Twitter, at AlexFan590, at JGoldberg12, or you can just tweet into at The Fantasy Show, and we'll get notified of those tweets. We already got a tweet coming in, and this is a humdinger of a running back question from Paul, who is a loyal listener and tweeter of the show. Ryan Matthews or Isaiah Crowell?
Well, I'm going to go Crowell. You got Matthews coming off of a multi-week absence with a knee injury.
Yep.
Already not a guy who's playing a ton of snaps. I mean, he was completely phased out outside of goal line work, and then he had a solid game right before he got hurt. He scored a couple of touchdowns, had, I think, over 100 yards. But now he's hurt. The Eagles, the Wentz wagon has fallen apart, lost a tire and an axle.
There was a wagon on the side of
the highway. Isaiah Crowell has been pretty bad since about week six, but the last time they played Cincinnati, I think he found the end zone, had double-digit fantasy points. So I think I'm going Crowell sort of by default, just because you can't really throw Ryan Matthews out there in the playoffs coming off of a knee injury.
Not under that Doug Peterson six running back rotation. Yeah. Who knows what the hell you're going to get.
Doug Peterson looks so overmatched as an NFL coach. Yeah. Yikes.
He looks like he could be a manager at a supermarket.
Yes,
actually.
He does.
Yeah.
I like that.
Clean up aisle five.
Yeah.
All right. So why don't we, we're going to get to the lines in a bit. Why don't we just get to the news of the morning? We'll go to Adam Schefter's Twitter account here and see his latest injury reports. Looks like Eric Ebron and Marvin Jones are both going to play today. The Lions get the Bears in the Motor City. Good news for the Broncos. I love this. Good news for the Broncos. Trevor Siemian is going to return for Denver. But
Paxton Lynch was so bad last week that anything is an upgrade over that.
It is actually great news for both Emmanuel Sanders and Demaryius Thomas. Siemian was in a boot. He's out of the boot. Missed one game. He'll be back today. The Broncos get the Tennessee Titans. Yeah. Dorial Green-Beckham looks like he's going to miss out today with an abdominal injury. That was one of the kind of my cheap DFS plays last week that I really liked.
It didn't work out.
Jordan Matthews should be good to go today along with Ryan Matthews. The Eagles are at home against the Washington Redskins. My bold prediction today, Josh, Kirk Cousins is the quarterback fantasy number one.
Wow.
This week. I think he's going to be better than it. I think he's going to go have a huge day today. Partly because Jordan Reed, it looks like, is going to return today. He was dealing with a shoulder issue. Obviously, pain management has been a problem, but Thanksgiving, that's when he separated the shoulder. In that fourth quarter, he went bananas for like 70 yards and two touchdowns. So I don't have any issue starting Jordan Reed today. Again, we just told you about Schefter's tweet about Julio Jones. One source thinks he's going to play, the other doesn't, so we'll watch out for that.
Disaster. 4 o'clock kickoff, too. Just as an extra knife in the back for you.
Looks like the Buccaneers will be activating Charles Sims today. Apparently, they want to get Jaquizz Rodgers more. Yeah, I didn't mind Doug Martin last week. I actually thought it was a great play, and he was bad again.
He found the end zone, but yeah, outside of that, he was quite awful.
Like, and they want to if they get these two other guys going,
weren't we hearing something about Jaquizz Rodgers taking on more of a central role in the backfield?
Yeah, that's
this
what
week.
I was just saying. Yeah, and if Sims is back and they get him anywhere from like 2 to 4 touches,
And the problem with that offense now is, if they have even a 3-point lead in the fourth quarter, they never throw. They like to hand it off and try and milk the clock.
Yeah.
Even though that's not their best way of moving the ball down the field, right?
Yep. I don't love Doug Martin today. No, let's go to Ian Rappaport's Twitter account. Chris Ivory expected to be out today. They have promoted running back Bronson Hill to their 23-man roster. Denard Robinson is also banged up, so TJ Yeldon will get the start. We've told you about both Marvin Jones and Eric Ebron and Trevor Siemian and Julio Jones and the Matthews guys in Philly. Looks like Mark Ingram is going to play today. Rappaport says he's dealing with a toe and a knee. Should be moving better, which is what Rappaport says. We'll see, but it looks like Mark Ingram will be out there today. And I think that's about it.
Yeah,
so,
sounds like the big ones.
Why don't we... let's take some tweets, shall we? And then we'll get to the lines, and then we'll get to the Thursday night game. Bringer of Rain tweets in, and it's not who we think it is.
Okay.
Colin Kaepernick against the Jets or Marcus Mariota against the Broncos. And to me.
You're going back to the well.
I'm going back to Kaepernick.
Yeah. That Mariota matchup is so bad. Denver's defense is so good.
That Monday nighter was one of the worst defensive performances I've seen from a team in the Jets in a very long time.
Yeah, they quit. That was a quit of a performance.
And I hate to use that term because not being a professional athlete, I don't know if these guys really are not playing for their coach
that
or just really
team.
Don't give to you know what. It sure looked... How do you leave Dwayne Allen that open on
twice,
that many touchdown
twice,
plays?
Three times, whatever it was brutal,
so
embarrassing.
Yeah, back in San Francisco where the weather is going to be fine.
Yep.
I mean, it really all comes down to what you think Mariota is doing today against Denver. You for sure need him to have a really good game on the ground running the football. You need maybe 60, 70 yards at least.
I just don't see that happening.
Right? So you're going Kaepernick too?
I think so, because the way to beat Denver is on the ground.
And the way to beat New York
is through the air.
So I don't think it's going to be a great Carlos Hyde game today, although I do think he could fall into the end zone. Yeah. I think San Francisco will move the ball around. But I think this is the Colin Kaepernick last week aside that we've seen since really they reinserted him as their starting quarterback.
Yeah. So you like 60 or 70 rushing yards and a couple of touchdowns and like maybe 225 through the air?
Heck, he might get 100 rushing yards today.
Yeah, or I would have gotten...
Maybe not 100, but...
I'm on board with Kaepernick again this week just because of the matchup. Otherwise, if it was even a mediocre matchup, bench. Yeah. Bench for sure.
Matt tweets in, does he play Jameis ahead of Big Ben today?
Yes.
Yeah, I think you do too.
Big Ben, I think maybe he doesn't like sleeping away from home. Maybe the mattress is too soft or too hard for him.
They just run the football so much. They run it a lot already.
What did Le'Veon Bell have, 38 touches last week or something?
I think they're just going to run it a ton. Yeah. I don't think this game's going to be close. So people are trying to tell me the Bills are going to cover.
You think they're going to get whipped today?
I don't know if they're going to get whipped, but I think the Steelers are the better team. I think they win semi-comfortably.
Yeah.
But I would go Jameis there, too. All right, guys, you want to go to the phone lines here? All right, let's do it. Let's go to Edward in Bradford, who is first up on the Fantasy Show. Happy Sunday morning, Edward.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Good, man.
So I finished tied for first in my league. And
nice.
I got some guys locked in already. I got Rodgers as QB, Nelson as my wide receiver one, Le'Veon Bell as my running back one, and then I picked up Ladarius Green as my tight end this week. I'm probably going to start him for the rest of the playoffs.
Over who?
But I just had a couple questions for my RB2. My RB2, I got to choose between Ajayi Kenneth Dixon, Justin Forsett, but also my flex, I have Rawls, but I'm going to lock him in there, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, Jay Ajayi.
Yeah, you got to go with Ajayi.
Look, I think, okay, so Justin Forsett right off the bat.
Who knows?
I've been hearing it's going to be a 70-30 split between running backs. I would be shocked if Justin Forsett got that much work right away, even though he has a history with Gary Kubiak. I would be shocked. Who is the other running back,
Kenneth
said?
Dixon, who I have quite an affinity for. I'm a big fan of Kenneth Dixon's. But look at last week. We thought that last week was the week Kenneth Dixon started getting more carries.
Yeah.
Terrence West out-touches him, scores two touchdowns. So
yeah, there's a lot in Ajayi's favor. Yep. One, he's got four-fifths of his starting O-line in front of him. Two, he's probably going to touch the ball at least 20 times today against Arizona. And with Kenneth Dixon, look, as much as we think Terrence West is not a great running back, it looks like the Ravens are still going to kind of be splitting the workload. Yeah. Like, it was kind of trending in one direction, and then what happened last week?
Yeah.
Terrence West, like, first drive of the game, I believe, rumbled into the end zone. So, you know, you're gonna need some big production out of that RB2 slot this week, and the guy with the highest upside is Ajayi. Yeah. I know it's Arizona, but Ajayi.
Agreed.
Yeah.
All right. I got one more question.
All right.
My wide receivers. We're playing in a three wide receiver league. Right now I got Dontrell Inman in my starting lineup and Cillian from Minnesota. But I have Michael Floyd on my bench and Rashad Matthews on my bench. You keep it the same or you change it?
To me, it'll be down to Inman and Floyd.
I think I would play Floyd over Thielen. I don't know about Thielen. I mean, he had a good week last week. Diggs, you would assume, will be healthier with 10 days off, coming off the knee injury.
I think it comes down. Yeah, I don't think I'd play Inman over Floyd. I think I'd play Michael Floyd today.
Yeah, I think I would play Floyd, too.
The Dolphins have been hemorrhaging yards in the air
last week.
And he's, like, he was their number two receiver, then he wasn't, and now he is again.
Yeah.
So, and look, Carson's look good. Thing with Carson is just he hasn't really thrown a lot of touchdowns. Yeah, he can't throw down the field that much, but Michael Floyd isn't really a run vertical and beat your guy.
Like, no.
Michael Floyd can run routes, so I think Floyd's the safest play out of all of those guys.
Yeah, I would agree with you.
Yeah.
All right. That's good, man.
All right, Edward.
Some sort of advice.
All right, good luck today, man. Appreciate the call.
Thanks.
All right, there's Edward in Bradford. Let's keep him rolling here on a chilly Sunday morning. Daryl in my new hometown of Burlington, Ontario, joins us. What's up, Daryl?
How you doing today?
Good, man.
Good. I got some questions here about running back and wide receiver and flex. So I got Le'Veon Bell in my RB1 and a choice of Rob Kelly, Doug Martin, James White, and that's for running backs.
Okay, let's work on that. Let's work with that first.
Going with Rob Kelly.
I think I'm going Rob Kelly too. You want to explain the Rob Kelly love?
Rob Kelly, Matt Jones gashed the Eagles the last time they played. Matt Jones is now inactive, out of favor in Washington. Rob Kelly has been great lately. But Jay Gruden did say that he wants to get him more involved in the run game this week. He's been pretty good. He doesn't lose a lot of yards. He's not exactly a home run hitter, but I think 80 yards and a touchdown is a good week for Rob Kelly.
And game script has also hurt him, including last week. I think this is a game today, the Redskins in Philly, where they're up early, they're up often, and up for most of the game. I think that benefits Rob Kelly. And I do like Rob Kelly over all of those guys.
Yeah.
What about your wide receiver question?
Okay, so it brings me into my wide receiver, really my flex. So I've got DeAndre Hopkins and Mike Evans, which Evans for sure, but Hopkins has been struggling. It's a PPR league.
Yeah.
And I've got on my bench, I've got DeSean Jackson, Tyrell Williams, and now the question of Doug Martin or Jarquez Rogers.
And you need to start one of those guys.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I think I'd start Williams.
Yeah, I think I would too.
Chargers at Carolina today.
Yep.
And the Panthers secondary is burnable.
Yep.
And the only issue with Williams is he had a shoulder thing and it bothered him all last week, but he played pretty much every single snap. Got, I believe he was in practice most of this week or limited, if anything. They're just trying to protect it. I would go with Tyrell Williams.
Yeah, I don't trust Hopkins. Even he scored that 45-yard touchdown. moderate garbage time last week. It didn't really mean anything.
I'm sure
it swung a bunch of matchups, I bet, last week.
Yes, it did.
To knock people out and into the playoffs. But, yeah, Osweiler, Vontae Davis has notoriously done a pretty good job against Hopkins. I think it's more of a Will Fuller, CJ Fedorowicz type game for Houston. I don't think you can trust Hopkins. He hasn't done anything for you all year. I don't think this is the week that you suddenly have faith in him.
Tyrell Williams last week played on 53 of 55 snaps. Yeah. So his shoulder's fine. So that's our play, Daryl.
So would I then sit Hopkins and start either DeSean Jackson or Doug Martin or Rodgers in my flex then? Because I could move Tyrell Williams to my starting wide receiver.
I probably wouldn't do that. I think I'd still keep DeAndre in there.
Yeah, the only guy I might consider is DeSean Jackson, but you've got Rob Kelly. I don't know if I want to play a couple of Redskins. Yeah. You're counting on too much. So,
and with Jordan Reed probably back today is just another weapon for Kirk Cousins to throw the ball to, which makes it a little less appealing to start a guy like DeSean, who had one catch last week. It was a big catch. He had one catch last
week. Couldn't you see him scoring a deep ball touchdown in Philly today against his old squad?
Yeah I could. Yeah. I could, but I still wouldn't do that.
Okay.
All right, Daryl?
Perfect. Thanks a lot.
All right, good luck, man. Hope it works out. Appreciate it. Let's go to Brandon in Newmarket on the Fantasy Show. Good morning, Brandon.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, man. What's up?
Not much. Well, I'm on the edge of making the playoffs, so I need a big victory.
Your playoffs don't start today?
No, I got this is my last week until playoffs.
Interesting. All right.
So my first question is, I got a quarterback situation. I have Big Ben and Jameis Winston.
Okay, we got a tweet about that. We both said Jameis. We like Jameis a little bit better, yeah.
Okay, and then my wide receiver situation. I got two slots left because I had a horrible Thursday nighter with Macklin.
Yeah.
I have Demaryius Thomas and Edelman starting today. And then on my bench, I have Marshall, Sanders, and DeSean Jackson.
See, I think I would start Emmanuel Sanders over Demaryius.
I don't know. Yeah. Demaryius seems to be the guy in the red zone.
Is it a PPR league or just a standard league?
PPR league.
Yeah, it's a PPR league.
I think I'm starting Demaryius.
I think I would go Emmanuel Sanders.
And Brandon Marshall, oof, boy, has he been bad. And now Bryce Petty's under center, and we saw him just throwing to Robbie Anderson on almost every play last week. The matchup is great, though.
Yep.
I think I would go DeSean over Brandon Marshall this week. I really do. I think DeSean has more upside.
Wow, against the 49ers?
I just don't. It doesn't matter this year for Brandon Marshall in terms of matchup.
I don't think I could do that. I don't think. I think there's too many weapons in Washington. I think we disagree on both of these fronts. I would go Sanders and I would go Brandon Marshall.
Okay.
For me, Brandon Marshall and D-Jax is close.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
But I would still slightly lean Bryce Petty another week of practice. I don't know if that means anything.
I could
Brandon Marshall.
You sort of can talk me into that. it was a tough call.
Yeah.
But.
What do you think, Brandon? Where are you leaning?
Well, I was looking at Edelman today, and that was my biggest question because I don't know what to do about Edelman. I know he's playing Baltimore, which is a tough defense. But
well, I think being in a PPR makes it a little bit easier.
And he's been really good the last three, 4 weeks.
If it's a standard league, I kind of get the hedging, but in a PPR, you have to probably understand you're probably going to get 8 for 75.
Yep,
and
with
no touchdowns.
Touchdown,
and that's 15 and a half PPR points. That's what you expect from Julian Edelman every week.
Okay.
All right, man.
Appreciate it.
All right. No worries. There is Brandon. A few more tweets and then we'll take the break. Scott tweets in Stafford or Winston. Matthew Stafford looked pretty good in New Orleans last week. Lions are home today against
the Bears. Ooh, that is very tough. Danny, I think I'm going to eke Stafford just by a hair, but I think he's going to throw the ball more than Winston.
And DeAndre Hopkins or Sammy Watkins?
DeAndre, you just can't trust Watkins. There's no, in the snow too, who knows how the cold's going to be for that gimpy foot of his. I think I'm not going with him.
Yeah, I'll go Sammy there. Andre needs three wide receivers in a PPR, so follow me here if you can, because he gives me a bunch of names. So he's got Julio. Yep. We wouldn't go Julio.
No.
So I'll just take him out of the equation. Of these four, he needs three. Jamison Crowder, Steve Smith Sr., Sammy Watkins, and Jarvis Landry.
I think I'm benching Sammy.
Yeah, in that situation, yeah.
It's either him or Jamison Crowder.
In a PPR,
I'm benching Sammy.
I'm benching Sammy too. I'm with you there. Lance tweets in Brandon Marshall or DeSean Jackson. We just talked about. And then he's got a quarterback question. Yep. Matt Ryan at the Rams.
No Julio, likely.
Or Andrew Luck today.
Against the Texans. The Texans are good against the pass.
Yeah, but they're... No, Jonathan Joseph's not playing today.
Yeah, but A.J. Bowie or whatever his name is. I think he's the number one rated corner in coverage this year.
To me, this is not even close.
Yes, I would agree because of Julio. But I don't know if Luck's going to have a monster day like he did last week.
Oh, I think he is.
Oh, wow.
Three touchdowns. Calling it right here. You want to break a meal or you want to stick with the phone lines? What do you want to do? One more call? All right, let's go to Steve in Burlington. Good morning, Steve.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good, man.
Okay, so I've got Aaron Rodgers,
okay.
And I haven't healthy scratched him in 2 years.
And you're not going to do it today?
I got Rivers.
No, I still wouldn't do that.
Yeah, Rivers late in the season, the last couple of years, has sort of lost steam. It's like his arm just sort of gets tired over, and he's on the road. Yes, Carolina's not great.
Yeah.
But I just don't see a way. Aaron Rodgers has been the best quarterback in the league since week six. I just don't see any way that you catch him.
So here's my reasoning. So statistically, and I don't have the stat in front of me, and I wish I did, but history shows when one of the big three in Seattle is out, whether it's Chancellor, Sherman, or Earl Thomas, they're just a different defense. And that Thomas injury, my God, it was horrific. As soon as he went knee on knee with, I forget who he collided with.
Chancellor.
Cam Chancellor. So you got him out, and you got Rodgers at home. He's dealing with a bit of a hammy thing, so he's kind of been sitting in shotgun the last little bit, and he's looked fine. They don't have a running game. I do kind of wonder if they try to get Chris and Michael involved a little bit more today, but especially at home, in the snow, don't think any of that affects Aaron. I'd rather go Aaron Rodgers today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Steve. Appreciate it.
Have a good day.
There's a Steve in Burlington. Let's take one more. Let's go to Anthony in Richmond Hill. What's up, Anthony?
How's it going, guys?
Good, man.
Quick question. Just wondering, Malcolm Mitchell or Allen Robinson? Because he's been such a bust for me this year.
I don't think it's even really a debate here. For me, at least. It's Malcolm Mitchell. Has to be. Right?
Okay.
Alex?
Sell us on it.
Well, I mean, Malcolm Mitchell, what do you have? 10 targets last week, played a ton of snaps. Clearly, Tom Brady and Belichick have both been singing his praises the last couple of weeks. And now they need a guy to make some plays.
Yeah.
They need a big body threat with Rob Gronkowski out. Martellus Bennett's hobbled with the ankle injury. I like Malcolm Mitchell to have another 6-catch, 80-yard and a touchdown day. Allen Robinson, I mean, you just can't expect much at this point. Allen Hurns is out. Marquise Lee even seems to be the preferred option. And Blake Bortles is just so bad that no matter how good Allen Robinson is, you can't rely on Blake Bortles getting him the ball.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I think you're selling me on it. I mean, the one thing with Robinson is he's still getting the targets, but like...
He's been getting them all year.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Yeah.
Right? That means nothing.
I'm sure most of them are uncatchable or he has to like dive to even get a hand on it, but... I just don't think it's going to be, you know, a good day. And they're playing Minnesota. Xavier Rhodes blanketing Allen Robinson.
And
it's
look,
a no-brainer.
We tell you every week how good this Ravens run D is, right? They're tremendous.
Yeah.
And probably going to see a lot of those running backs get a lot of work out of the backfield. But yeah, I think this is a game where Tom might have to throw 45 times in order to win the game. And let's face it. Tom Brady hasn't been great lately either.
No, he hasn't.
He's been kind of average to mediocre. But to win that game tomorrow, they're going to need him to throw a lot, and they're going to need him to play well. And the odds that Malcolm Mitchell has a good game, as Josh says, is probably higher than Allen Robinson in maybe the worst fantasy matchup of two teams, the Vikings and Jaguars today. So, yeah, I think it's Malcolm Mitchell too.
Yeah.
All right, awesome, guys.
Hope it works out for you, Anthony.
All right, thanks for the call, Anthony. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll recap the Thursday nighter, and we got a full slate of games. We'll take your tweets. We'll take your calls. Lines are open. Twitter accounts are open. We'll continue to talk to you. It's week 14. Playoffs are here in fantasy football. We're back after this on The Fan.
Sportsnet 590. The Fan.
.843, welcome back. Fantasy show on Sportsnet 590, The Fan, week 14. you people have questions. Let's go back to Twitter. Scrovy writes in. He's got three questions in one tweet. He always does this. He's got a lot of things he needs to settle here. Cousins, Rivers, or Dalton? I'm going Kirk. Yeah. Captain Kirk.
Yep.
Okay. Gurley, Booker, Jennings, and Kristen Michael. He needs two. Todd Gurley, I would start.
Yeah.
And I'd still probably lean Booker.
Yeah, Jennings has been bad again, and Shane Vereen's back.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
And then he needs three of these wide receivers. OBJ, Baldwin, Benjamin, Taylor Gabriel, and Golden Tate. So OBJ for sure.
Yep.
So he needs two of Baldwin, Benjamin, Gabriel, and Tate.
And Baldwin and Tate, I think. Gabriel we like, but I'm not starting him over established guys like Baldwin and Tate, who have been good lately.
Jesse tweets in, Hopkins, Demaryius, Moncrief, Golden Tate. He needs three. So
I'm benching Hopkins.
Yeah, to me it's down to Hopkins or Moncrief, and Moncrief is very, very, very touchdown dependent, but he could very well catch a touchdown today. Yeah. So, yeah, I think I would leave DeAndre on the bench as much as I would hate to do that. The Notorious tweets in, Dak or Russ?
Russ.
Go Russ in Green Bay. I'd go Russ, too. Lewis writes in, he needs a flex, tight end, and wide receiver spot. Delanie Walker, Cameron Brate, Ladarius Green. So he needs a tight end there.
I think Ladarius. After last week.
Over Delanie?
Delanie is really
good. But he needs a flex
really
too,
good.
Right? So
what are the options there?
Pryor and Mitchell are the... So he needs to fill three with Pryor, Mitchell, and those tight ends. Would you start those two wide receivers for sure and pick a tight end, or would you start two tight ends?
I think I'd start the two receivers and then...
And you would go Green over Walker.
I think so.
And I think I'd go Delanie over Green slightly. All right, let's get to the NFL Thursday Nighter and the Kansas City Chiefs now leading the AFC West after a 21-13 win over the Oakland Raiders. And this is a game to forget for Derek Carr. If you benched Derek Carr for somebody else today, congratulations. If you started Derek Carr, sorry about that. It was cold. He played bad. The finger might have played a role in it. It might have just been everything kind of...
He also had
into
that,
one.
That ball that may or may not have hit the NBC camera wire. Yeah. They said that it didn't. The league said it didn't. I don't know what happened there. The ball just sort of seemed to get plucked out of the air by something because you could see it sort of take a weird change of direction. And that is the wind really doing that? I don't think so.
It's the Tropicana field effect.
Yeah.
That should not happen.
No.
Baseball shouldn't hit catwalks.
Just raise that thing by two feet.
And or blow up the stadium. And have the team move to Montreal. That is ideally my number one scenario for the Tampa Bay Rays. Look, Latavius Murray's been playing like a number one running back.
Yes, he has.
22 carries, a buck 03, and a touchdown. I wonder where he's going to be ranked next year in terms of running backs, but it looked pretty grim for him at one point this year. He was ineffective, then he was hurt, and then they tried all these young guys. Didn't work. He comes back. He got the workload right away, and he's been doing a lot with it.
Yeah.
And he has a very nice fantasy day here. And then the wide receivers, Amari Cooper, Michael Crabtree. The last 6 weeks, I feel the last month and a half, Derek Carr's actually been decent. But those guys,
very hit or miss.
Yeah.
Crabtree was coming off two straight good games after a couple of snoozers. Amari Cooper's been, I would say, on the whole, a bit of a disappointment.
He's been under 60 yards for, I think, six straight games.
Yeah.
Which is really disappointing. He has been unlucky this year. In terms of penalties and going out of bounds.
Only
and having
four touchdowns.
Yeah. Rest of the schedule for the Raiders, they get San Diego next week.
Good matchup.
They get the Colts in week 16.
It's okay.
Yeah, and that one's in Oakland. In terms of the Kansas City Chiefs, Alex Smith, 264 with a touchdown and an interception. Another disappointing game for Spencer Ware, who gets the touchdown vultured by Jarkandrick West.
Of course.
Ware goes 20 for 56. And in the passing game, caught one ball for 7 yards.
Yeah, even last week he scored two touchdowns. I think he had something like 13 carries for 19 yards.
Yeah.
It's just been a slog between the tackles for him. I don't know if it's him or if defenses have adjusted. Either way, it's not equaling a ton of fantasy production for you at a big time of the year where you probably are counting on him. to give you borderline running back one numbers.
This was the Tyreek Hill game, 6 for 66 and a touchdown. He returns a punt as well. Why the Raiders punt to a guy like that, yeah, I'll never understand. Travis Kelce, 5 for 101, mocking the Raiders punter, yes, as only kicking. Travis Kelce, yep, can. I'm surprised he didn't throw his glove at him too as he was doing that. But I think what this tells us is that Jeremy Maclin was back, catches one ball for 16 yards. That there was a narrative out there that, Jeremy Maclin comes, yeah, back, you're not going to want to play Tyreek Hill. I don't think that's the case
at
all.
And Maclin played a good number of snaps too. Yep. It wasn't even one of those types of, yep, situations. So yeah, confidence in Tyreek Hill.
Hill only got 6 targets, but really, he caught all of them. He caught all 6 balls for 66 yards and a touchdown. Chris Conley, 2 for 70 and nothing. So the Chiefs and the Raiders, both 10-3, but Kansas City now leading the AFC West. All right, we have Rob Wong coming up at 9 o'clock. So we're going to do some DFS talk in a little bit. Let's take a few more tweets here, and then we'll get to some of the games from today. Jesse tweets in, Lamar Miller, Jordan Howard, Theo Riddick, Jennings and Dixon. He needs 2 of Howard, Riddick, Miller, Jennings, and Dixon. Jordan Howard to me has to be 1.
Yeah, the volume is so good. Even in a suspect matchup against a good Lions D, still got to go with him.
I think I would go Riddick over Miller. Miller, last 2 games, in and out of games, still banged up.
Yeah.
I think I would go with Theo.
Riddick's been pretty bad lately. If it's a, yeah, PPR, yes. If it's a standard, it's Miller.
Okay, and then Brad tweets in, he's got 2 questions. Snead or Hopkins?
Hopkins.
Blunt or Booker?
Blunt.
Even against Baltimore?
Yeah.
I know Booker's been terrible, yeah, but this doesn't seem like a LeGarrette Blunt game.
No, but I feel like we've said that before, and he always somehow finds a way. I don't think either is going to have a great game, but I think it's more likely that LeGarrette scores a touchdown than it is Booker. Well,
Adam Schefter just tweeted, is it going to be anything good? Salary cap projections. Okay, we don't really care about that now.
All right,
let's get to the games today. Steelers on the road against the Buffalo Bills. Looks like Pittsburgh could have both D'Angelo Williams and Chris Boswell back. Some kicker news. So if Boswell is out, it'll still be Randy Bullock. If Boswell is good, drop Randy Bullock and pick Boswell up. Look, kudos to you, man. You were all in on Ladarius Green last week. You were touting him from the get-go in last week's show. Ran 25 routes last week. He doesn't block. He's running wide receiver routes, yeah, is what he's doing. And he was terrific. That was probably your best call of the week last week. So
nicely done. Might be the season for me.
And are you going right back to the well?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Whether or otherwise, I think Big Ben finally has a target outside of Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell that he can actually throw the ball to with some confidence. And Green's a big body in the red zone. We know that Ben likes to throw 2 tight ends in the red zone.
Would you go Olsen or Green?
I think I would go Green. Olsen has been bad for a while.
Wow. Carolina gets San Diego today. Would you go Eifert against the Browns or Ladarius Green?
There, I think I would go Eifert just by a hair.
But you're kind of saying Ladarius Green is like a borderline top 5 tight end this week.
Right, top 5, top 7.
With, yeah, no buys. With no buys.
Yeah, that tight end's so, yeah, so brutal.
And then other from that, you're starting Brown and you're starting Bell. Yep. And if you have a better quarterback, you might be benching Ben Roethlisberger, yep, today, which is not crazy. But the Bills are giving up a lot of points in the air to fantasy quarterbacks. In terms of the Bills, Sammy Watkins will be good to go. Robert Woods set to make his return today. It's the first time since, I believe, week 2 that both Sammy and Robert will both be playing together. But LeSean McCoy aside, like I don't really have any hesitation starting Sammy today, mostly because we've seen him on the field the last couple of weeks, and he's obviously not 100%, but he's kind of passing the eye test. And, you know, if you have a worse option, you have Sammy and some other wide receiver like Rishard Matthews against the Broncos, I think I'm going Sammy in that respect.
Yeah.
So, like, LeSean here is really the only strong play. The Gillisley factor is a thing, yep, and it looks like Rex wants to keep Mike Gillisley involved in the red zone. That doesn't mean you're benching LeSean McCoy.
All
he's that
done
means
it.
It just sucks.
It just sucks. Yeah. It just takes an insanely good option and just makes it very great.
Anything else from this game you want to touch on?
No, I think we've covered it.
All right. One more before the break. Broncos on the road against Tennessee. As we said, Trevor Siemian is back. Devontae Booker has averaged 2.8 yards per carry since taking over as the starter. And the Broncos bring in Justin Forsett this week, who, yes, has a bit of a history with Gary Kubiak. But give me some running backs you would like. Rob Kelly over Booker.
Yep.
Yeah. TJ Yeldon over Booker?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, wow.
I think so. He's more likely to catch a couple of passes in addition to his lousy between the tackles work.
Would you go Tevin Coleman over Devonta Booker?
With no Julio, yes.
Yeah, I think I would too. Who in this Broncos game do you feel the best about?
On that side of the ball?
Yeah.
I like Demaryius Thomas.
Better than Emmanuel Sanders, mm-hmm. who does have more targets and more receiving yards and more red zone targets than Demaryius. I believe that is the updated statistic count now. So I just wanted to throw that out there.
I don't know.
Just saying. Titans coming off the bye, which is great for DeMarco Murray's toe. You can run on Denver. So DeMarco, you start. I like Delanie Walker today. Marcus Mariota's the tough call here. And, you know, let me get some quarterbacks here and see. Would you go Big Ben in Buffalo? Or would you go Marcus Mariota?
Yeah, I would go Big Ben aside from the road struggles just because the matchup is so much better.
Would you go Matt Ryan in L.A. or Marcus Mariota? Under the premise that Julio does not play or is a decoy.
Oh, I think I'm going to go Mariota. Okay. I think I'm going to.
And would you go Mariota or would you go Cam Newton home to San Diego?
Cam.
Okay. Do you want any of these Tennessee receivers not named Delanie Walker?
I do not.
No, neither do I. All right, we'll take a break. Talk some DFS with Rob Wong when we come back. We'll take more of your calls and tweets. It's the Fantasy Show right here on The Fan.
This is The Fantasy Show on Sportsnet 590. The Fan.
Any chance to play DMX on this radio station, and we got to jump all over it, right? Josh is a huge DMX guy. Just.
Do you like that late 90s rap?
It's okay.
Early 2000s?
Some of it's okay.
Yeah.
Anytime I think DMX, I think of that one night that Krispy Kreme opened up in Mississauga, and I waited over 2 hours in the drive-through line to get two boxes of donuts.
Yeah.
I did that.
Really?
I waited over 2 hours. Well, that was the thing.
Yeah.
That's where everyone was that, like, Tuesday or Wednesday night. I'm going to Krispy Kreme because it's the first Krispy Kreme in the area, and I don't care how long I'm going to wait in a drive-through. I'm going to get me some donuts.
Yeah.
And, like, I remember listening to DMX and Ashanti in my car waiting to get my two dozen donuts.
They overdid it, Krispy Kreme, early. They oversaturated the market and just crashed and burned.
But you know what? The one at Heartland, for those who know the Mississauga area, is still there.
Is it ever crowded?
I haven't been there in years.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it must be doing okay if it's still there. All right, welcome back. It's the Fantasy Show, week 14. Fantasy playoffs are here. I'm Alex. He's Josh. We're going to talk some DFS with Rob Wong in a second. Just wanted to update a few things. If you're just joining us, we don't think Julio Jones is playing today. He's dealing with a foot issue. It sounds like he's going to be a game time decision, and he might be a decoy at best. So Josh and I have already kind of talked about it, and we think that pretty much under every single circumstance, you want to shy away from starting Julio Jones today. The other thing here we're following is the weather, and there's three games in particular that we are watching. Steelers at Buffalo, Bengals at the Browns, and the Seahawks at the Packers. Now, the Buffalo-Cleveland situation has changed from light snow to flurries.
Yeah.
Which means it's now expected to snow a little bit less.
Yep.
In those two circumstances, and they're still forecasting some light snow in Green Bay. So really, we're not making any crazy fantasy changes when it comes to those three games. As we bring aboard our DFS expert, Rob Wong. Good morning, Rob. What's happening?
I guess not light flurries expected in the GTA.
Tonight.
Yeah, it sounds like it's supposed to snow today. Quite a bit.
Oh, we're going to get hammered tonight.
Yeah.
The morning commute tomorrow is going to be fun. And by fun, I mean a disaster.
Yeah.
All right, Rob, let's get right to it. Let's get your favorite quarterback plays of the day here. And yeah, a lot of us whiffed on Colin Kaepernick last week. But, I mean, why wouldn't we go back to Colin Kaepernick this week? Probably one of the best matchups you can get against the Jets team that may have quit Kaepernick should go bananas today, and he's nicely priced in DFS.
Yeah, you would think so. I mean, the matchup is great once again. Like you mentioned, the Jets defense, not too great against the pass. And obviously, Kaepernick just gives you such a great floor with that running upside. And last week was just, I don't even know how to explain it. I mean, they didn't even really give him a chance to do anything. The 49ers I'm talking about. So, you know, this is a great bounce back spot for him at home against the Jets defense in a game that should be pretty high scoring for the most part, considering these two teams anyways. Nothing too crazy, but it should be an interesting spot. Andrew Luck, love Andrew Luck at home, obviously against the Houston Texans, who have been pretty bad on pass defense over the last little while. And, you know, considering all the weather that you guys were talking about, this is a dome game, so that's obviously a huge boost to him. You can stack him up with T.Y. Hilton. You could even double stack him with Dante Moncrief and Hilton for one of the more contrarian stacks. So I love Andrew Luck at home. And then Kirk Cousins. I mean, the guy just continues to throw the ball like crazy. And going up against Philadelphia, their pass defense has been really horrendous in the last little while. So I think Cousins could have a pretty big day, even though it's on the road.
Jeff Darlington, by the way, who works for the NFL Network, is apparently at Lambeau for this game. He just texted Adam Schefter that it is snowing like crazy right now in Green Bay. So we'll just monitor that situation as the morning and afternoon goes along. All right, let's talk about your running backs, Rob. We talked about Shady last hour and the red zone threat that now seemingly is Mike Gillisley. I guess you're not too worried about that if you're willing to pay up for LeSean today?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's definitely going to be lower owned because of that. But, I mean, still, ultimately, he's got 99 yards on the field for him to work. And, I mean, the passing upside is still there for him as well. And he's getting the touches. I mean, yeah, it's a little worrisome that Mike Gillisley's getting the goal line carries. But, you know, there's still lots of opportunity for McCoy to get in the end zone, obviously. And he's in a great spot. I mean, if the weather, you know, isn't too bad, that's obviously a good sign. And even if it gets worse, then they're going to move to the run game even more for the Bills. And they run, I think, close to 48% of the time anyway. So it really works out in his favor. I think Devontae Freeman is really interesting as well. Doesn't have as much as, you know, the touch upside as guys like McCoy or Melvin Gordon or some of the high-priced guys. But you look at the offense that the Falcons are running out this week, and Mohamed Sanu's out, and Julio Jones might be limited. So, I mean, I think Freeman's going to be kind of a sneaky play here because they're going to have to do something with the offense. And if Jones is limited, somebody's going to have to get the ball. So Devontae Freeman, I think, is really interesting. Continues to get a ton of red zone carries, obviously, as a part of the pass game as well. So I think he could be interesting on the road in L.A. And then finally, DeMarco Murray. I mean, we keep talking about it that, you know, the best place to attack this Denver Broncos defense is on the ground, not through the air. And the Titans' run offense is just incredible. He's at home. He continues to get tons of touches, including in the pass game. So I think DeMarco Murray, another guy, and he's priced down because of this perceived matchup that's really tough when it really isn't. So I really love DeMarco Murray at home against the Broncos.
All right, so we're moving on to receivers. We saw the Bucs won again last week on the road. It wasn't a great game for their passing offense. Jameis Winston threw a touchdown, not to Mike Evans, but you're back on Evans this week and are okay paying up for him. Why do you see the rebound?
Oh, I mean, it's just the volume. I mean, Mike Evans, just week in, week out, for the most part. I know last week was rough, but, you know, the guy just gets tons of targets. And going up against Delvin Bro, not somebody I'm scared of. And I just love the spot because, you know, they don't really have anybody else to throw to. I mean, Cameron Brate, we'll talk about him later. But, you know, right now the Buccaneers are down to, like, their fifth and sixth wide receivers. And I can't imagine, you know, Jameis Winston wanting to target those guys. So I think he's going to try to feed Mike Evans as much as possible going up against the New Orleans Saints. And this should be a pretty high-scoring affair going back and forth between these two teams. You know, we talked about the Devontae Freeman situation. Well, if Julio Jones is limited, Mohamed Sanu's out, Taylor Gabriel is going to be a guy that's going to benefit. You know, they're really trying to get this guy the ball. They love running plays for him, even though they're, you know, kind of gadget and trick plays. But, you know, he's getting touches in the red zone, which is crazy considering, you know, he's a small guy. So I think he has a chance to score this week. I'm not sure if he's got massive upside, but I think he's interesting for the price. And if we're talking about a guy that does have some massive upside that you might get at low ownership, I mean, Robbie Anderson, Bryce Petty, and him obviously have this on-field chemistry, and the 49ers are really bad against the pass and have allowed, I think, the most plays, you know, as far as, you know, over 20-plus yards. So we could see some deep balls today by the Jets and Bryce Petty, and Robbie Anderson would be the beneficiary of that.
I like me some Ted Ginn today. I think, yeah, again, he's going to be low-owned in tournaments, and I do like Michael Floyd today. There's not a lot of really good, cheap wide receiving options. Anderson's one, Gabriel's one. I do like Michael Floyd today, really cheap in Arizona. All right, quickly here, Rob, tight ends and your DSTs. You like DeMarco today, and you like Delanie Walker. Do you think the Titans are going to beat the Broncos today?
I don't know if they're going to beat the Broncos. Maybe. I think this, you know, game has sneaky shootout potential. But Delanie Walker, he's just priced down much like DeMarco Murray because of the perceived matchup. But up the middle is really where you want to attack the Broncos' defense. So I think he's in a great spot at home. Tyler Eifert going up against the Browns, he's pretty expensive, but the Browns are really bad against tight ends. They've allowed the most touchdowns against that position this year. I mentioned Cameron Brate. And another guy I want to add in there, I mean, C.J. Fedorowicz going up against the Indianapolis Colts. He torched them for 685-1 earlier this year. I know it was at home, but the Colts are the worst team against tight ends this year as far as fantasy points go. So I think he's in a great spot as well. And then defense, it's a bit of a tough week. I mean, a lot of close spreads, but I'm going with the Lions, the Vikings, and the Bengals.
Awesome. All right, Rob, appreciate it. Thank you. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, talk to you later, guys.
All right, our DFS expert, Rob Wong, here on the Fantasy Show. All right, Josh, let's continue looking at the games from today. Let's get to the Redskins on the road against the Philadelphia Eagles. Jordan Reed, a few days ago, said he's still in a lot of pain, but it looks like he is going to return today from that separated shoulder. This Redskins offense averaging over 418 yards per game on the road. That is the best in the league, and this Eagles defense is very beatable. I have Kirk Cousins a lot in DFS today. And I've actually paired him with Rob Kelly because I don't know which receiver or tight end he's going to be throwing it to. But I think this is a big, big game for the Redskins. I like this as a bounce back game for Rob Kelly today. Hopefully the game script is a lot better. I think it's going to be. In terms of Garcon and D-Jax and Jamison Crowder, how do you envision Kirk today spreading the ball around?
Well, I think it goes Reed, if he's healthy, is always his preferred option in the pass game. I could see DeSean Jackson catching a long touchdown, and then I think it's sort of a split between Garcon and Crowder. They both seem to be running the same type of routes, intermediate stuff, slants, and that sort of thing. Not a ton of yards after the catch, not a great yards per catch. So I don't know if I'd be that comfortable in either one of those guys in terms of upside. The floor is not too low, but
they all have great matchups.
Yes, they do.
DeSean gets Leotis McKelvin today.
Yeah.
Garcon gets Nolan Carroll, who, according to Pro Football Focus, has given up the ninth most receiving yards among cornerbacks this year.
Yeah.
And Crowder scored in 4 of 5 and 5 of 7. So I think any three of those guys, it's a matter of finding out which one it's going to be. But they're all projected. Like, Garcon's been pretty steady.
Yes.
6 or more receptions in 4 of his last 5 games, right? So that's why I'm just like, just chips all in on Kirk Cousins.
Agreed.
Today. I think he's going to be just bananas. And then for the Eagles, look, they get the Matthews back. Jordan should be back. Ryan should be back. They're both questionable, but it sounds like they're both going to play. The question I have for you is, what Eagle do you want in this game today?
I think I like Zach Ertz. Again, he's every year, this is the third straight year, in the late stages of the season, he's become insanely heavily targeted, and he catches lots of passes. He's found the end zone a couple of times over the last 3-4 weeks. Part of that is game script not working in the Eagles' favor. They have to throw a lot. Wentz is threw it 60 times last week. What did Ertz have, 15 targets again last week? He caught a touchdown in garbage time. I think I see him having another 6-grab, 7-grab day, and I think he finds the end zone again.
Let's get to the Cardinals on the road against the Dolphins. Looks like Tyrann Mathieu is going to miss another game with that shoulder issue. John Brown likely to play, but as we said, he's dealing with sickle cell, so his snap count is pretty much going to be limited at this point, which is the reason why I like Michael Floyd in this game today against a burnable secondary in Miami. 10 targets last week, was on the field for 92% of the snaps. It seems like he's kind of there. You know, de facto number two wide receiver. And Carson Palmer has been playing better. So I think this is a big David Johnson game. I think Larry Fitzgerald gets his. Like, I think the Cardinals put up a decent amount of points here in this game. I like a lot of the Arizona plays. Is there an Arizona guy you're not feeling great about today?
Well, I mean, Fitzgerald in a PPR, you obviously are playing every week just because he is targeted so heavily, but he just hasn't been finding the end zone very much. I think he caught 3 red zone looks in the first 2 weeks, and I think his last 11 red zone targets haven't resulted in a touchdown. So that's a bit concerning.
It's very Edelman-esque in that sense.
And that's sort of what he's become a little bit. He's not exactly a field stretcher anymore. He makes lots of tough grabs in traffic, but not for a ton of yardage. So I don't know if my expectations are super high for him. Michael Floyd, you can't really count on for much, but I think the snap rate is good enough that you might be able to slot him out there for a flex and hope he scores a touchdown.
Remember when I recommended Jermaine Gresham last week and you both looked at me and laughed at me?
Did he have a donut?
Yeah, no.
What did he do last week?
He was good. He's got a touchdown in 2 or 3 games, double-digit points in 3 straight.
Yeah.
He's been fine.
Yeah. Are you on it again?
Yeah, I got a couple DFS lineups with Jermaine Gresham.
I guess they have to throw the ball in the red zone to somebody.
Yeah, he's a thing. Yeah, I know. It sounds weird. Jermaine Gresham, like 2016 for the Cardinals. But yeah.
Dennis Pitta scored twice last week on Miami. Yeah. So
guy who won the Millie Maker. I had Joe Flacco and Dennis Pitta in his lineup.
There you go.
For the Dolphins, it's not a great matchup for Jay Ajayi. But again, Mike Pouncey seems to be the only member of that offensive line that will not go today for the Dolphins. But Dolphins have defensive issues. Kiko Alonso looks like he's not going to play. Jelani Jenkins, Mario Williams, they're all doubtful. Devontae Parker, questionable, but he did go full on Friday in practice. But again, do you want to really play Devontae Parker here?
Not against Patrick Peterson. No.
Yeah, Peterson rarely goes into the slot. If there's a wide receiver you want to play here, it's going to be Jarvis
Landry. Yeah, Jar had 11 catches last week. We talked about him a bit. We were all pretty okay with playing him last week, so it worked out.
And again, Jay Ajayi, not a great matchup, but he's had at least 18 touches in every game since being the starter again in Miami. We got some tweets that the people want to talk to us. All right, let's take a few tweets here. Patrick writes in, quarterback question, Matt Ryan or Philip Rivers in Carolina?
Rivers.
Yeah, because, we're working under the assumption Julio's not playing today. I would go Rivers, too. World's okayest daddy tweets in.
So he's just an okay daddy.
I guess. At least he's honest. Rawls or Kelly?
I think I'm going to go Rawls.
Yeah, me too. He's slightly been, over.
Coming off a big game.
Yep.
Kelly, we're hopeful, gets, but you can't be that certain that everything's going to work out for Rod Kelly today. I have more confidence in Thomas Rawls.
Julio or Cole Beasley?
Cole Beasley, because he's actually going to play and might catch 5 passes for 55 yards.
And then he's got Winston, Rivers, and Cousins, and I would go Captain Kirk in that situation.
Yeah, agreed.
All right, let's get to the Chargers on the road against the Panthers. We did talk about Tyrell Williams already. He did practice in full this week. He's not on the injury report, which is great news, so fire up Tyrell Williams. And no Luke Kuechly for the Panthers. It kind of seemed like he was trending towards returning from a concussion. And then I believe it was yesterday that they ruled him out. That is great news for Melvin Gordon. Clearly, it boosts his stock just a little bit. So you're starting Gordon here. You're starting Williams. We're getting a lot of tweets about Philip Rivers. A lot of Philip Rivers questions today. But Carolina defense, especially with no Luke Kuechly. Like, if you need to fire Rivers today, go ahead.
Antonio Gates. Panthers allow the most touchdowns to tight ends of anyone, and he's been pretty stinky the last two weeks.
He's touchdown dependent, and Hunter Henry is on the field quite a bit, but he is blocking a lot.
Yeah,
but I think Antonio Gates has a decent chance to score a touchdown today.
I just keep convincing myself that Rivers wants to get him that touchdown tight end, that tight end touchdown record, so I think he's going to find ways to get it to him. He hasn't the last 2 weeks. But the matchup's good today. They got Jimmy Graham scored a touchdown against them last week. I think Gates does it today.
Charles Johnson is going to be out for the Panthers today. Mario Addison, Kirk Coleman, Daryl Worley, all questionable. They all got in full practices Friday. So did Kuechly, by the way. But Kuechly will not be playing here. All right. What fantasy goodness do you see out of the Panthers today at home against San Diego? Stewart, Ginn, Cam. Who do you want?
Not Benjamin.
Olsen. He's been terrible.
Olsen, I don't think you can bench unless you have, like we said, Ladarius Green or somebody
like
that.
Can I give you the stats on Greg Olsen?
They're bad. I know they're
very bad. Hasn't gone over 60 yards since week six.
Yeah.
He's got one touchdown in his last eight games.
He's blocking more, too.
Yeah, but the Bucks tight ends had a nice game against San Diego last
week.
Very
much so.
Yeah, I think Ladarius is probably one of the only guys that you might have on your bench that you would start over Greg Olsen. I would still have a hard time benching Greg Olsen, especially in Carolina.
Yeah.
But he hasn't been playing well, dropping passes. I don't know if he's hurt or it's just a slump.
It's puzzling.
It's very strange. Yeah, and there's going to be some snow in Buffalo, too, as Mark Boffa points out. So your favorite play in Carolina is?
Ted Ginn.
I would agree. Let's get to the Bengals at the Browns. AJ Green still going to miss this game. Jeremy Hill, again, just couldn't do anything last week.
He fell into the end zone, at least.
23 carries for 33 yards.
Yeah.
But he gets the Brownies.
Who he gashed for, I think, 168 yards.
On nine carries.
Yeah, he had like almost 200 touches on 200 yards on 11 touches. So.
All right, let's bring up the running back list and see who we like Jeremy Hill over. Would you rather Jeremy Hill or Jordan Howard against the Lions in the Dome?
Jeremy Hill.
Wow, I think I'd go Jordan Howard.
The matchup's too good.
Would you go Matt Forte against the Niners or Jeremy Hill?
Jeremy Hill. 35 carries for 54 yards the last 2 weeks, and I'm still on Jeremy Hill.
I know. Is it just because it's Cleveland?
It's the matchup. It's the game script.
Like Rex Burkhead is on the field a lot.
Jeremy Hill always seems to score touchdowns against the Browns. Always. I think he's on a 3 or 4 game streak against them in terms of touchdowns. I'm led to believe that they're going to keep giving him 17 to 20 plus carries.
Yeah.
And he finds the end zone, and I think the yardage will be there today.
Okay. Other decision that owners are making today, do they start one of the really good quarterbacks on a bad matchup or Andy Dalton? So do you go Tom Brady tomorrow against the Ravens or Andy Dalton today?
I think going Brady, but I think I'm still going Brady. I'm not super confident because Brady struggled against the Ravens and of late. But Dalton, aside from he was good last week, he hasn't been great this year.
He's thrown multiple touchdowns in three consecutive games against the Browns. Browns have given up the most passing touchdowns in the league at 28.
Yeah.
I'm trying to bait you into going with Andy Dalton.
I know
here.
You are. I still think I'm going to go Brady. I think they're going to hand the ball off more. And I just, like, AJ Green's out. LaFell's picked it up. And they've got Eifert, but I think it's going to be more of a run script for them today.
Would you go Mariota or Andy Dalton?
That one I would go Dalton.
Okay. Browns have given up the fifth most receptions in the league, sixth most yards, and a league-high 9 touchdowns to tight ends. So I believe Tyler Eifert is the most expensive tight end in DFS this week, I think, at least on one site. But you can understand why. It's a tremendous matchup. RG3 back for the Browns. Who do you want in Cleveland today? The Browns averaging 3.8 yards per offensive play over their last three games, as you would imagine, the worst over that span. I think Terrell Pryor is really the one guy here I'm trying to figure out. Is RG3 a good thing for Terrell Pryor?
I don't think we can really say for sure because they only played one game together, and I think he caught 6 passes, not for a ton of yardage. But Pryor's had 5 catches in 5 straight. 5-plus catches in 5 straight. He hasn't been finding the end zone.
Yeah.
But if you're going to play anyone on Cleveland, it's going to be him as a third receiver flex type. Hopefully upside for more if he has one of his like 7 or 8 catch for 100-plus yard days. But that's really it when it comes to Cleveland.
The Bears on the road against the Lions. Josh Bellamy, Marquise Wilson, both on the injury report. They're all questionable. Jordan Howard aside, is there anyone you want here in Chicago?
No, neither
do I. Lions D is playing a lot better. They're at home in Detroit. Howard's the only one for me. As for the Lions, as we've been telling you, Marvin Jones, Eric Ebron set to return this week. Theo Riddick had a wrist issue, but he is good to go. There are some reports that DeAndre Levy would play this week, but this morning it's sounding a little more negative. It looks like he might need another week. Since week 5, Golden Tate is the wide receiver 10. With 627 receiving yards. And even with Marvin, like, I think Marvin Jones coming back might do a little more damage to Anquan Boldin's value, but Marvin Jones back doesn't hinder Golden Tate of having a good game today. Like, he's, look, when Jim Bob, That day, that fateful day that Jim Bob Cooter told us he was going to get Golden Tate involved, right? It was almost from that point on that we've seen this turnaround. They've needed Golden Tate, and he's been good. So I think Golden Tate, you start. I think in a PPR, Theo Riddick is fine here. This Bears defense doesn't scare me. No Jarrell Freeman, no Danny Trevathan. If you need to get Eric Ebron, he's going to start. Fine. I think he could catch a touchdown pass today.
Yeah.
Lions should be able to put up a bunch of points here in this game.
You would think. Theo Riddick's snap rate was his lowest since week one. He struggled against the Bears. The only way I'm considering him is in a PPR. In a standard, no way.
The Bears have allowed a top 12 quarterback score in five straight road games, so Matthew Stafford should be fine here. Let's get to the Texans at the Colts. Jadeveon Clowney, Brian Cushing, both questionable. Sounds like both are going to play, but Jonathan Joseph is not going to play today for the Texans. That is a big blow to the Houston defense. We've talked about Lamar Miller. Last two games, he's been in and out of games, injured. He's still banged up. He's super cheap in DFS. I haven't even given it one thought of playing Lamar Miller today in Daily Fantasy. But give me a line for Lamar Miller today. What do you think he can do against Indianapolis? He has been one of the biggest disappointments in fantasy this year. I don't think a second rounder has done nothing with all of this work. Maybe he is a guy who should only touch the ball 13 times a game.
Certainly looking that way because he was really good in more of a limited role with Miami and the workhorse thing hasn't really worked out. But the one thing that is giving me some hope today is that he had his best game of the year on Sunday night when they hosted Indy.
Yeah.
I think it was in week six or something like that. Over 100 yards and I think he found the end zone twice. So that might give me some reason for optimism. The Colts allow the sixth most fantasy points to opposing backfields. I like that. I just don't know if he's going to have more than you're saying 13 to 15 touches, but I think as an RB2, I have some reason to be optimistic and feel like he might give you 15 points today.
The Colts do hemorrhage fantasy points to tight end CJ Fedorowicz has at least 6 targets in 7 of his last 8 games, so fire up CJ if you need. And then DeAndre Hopkins, 4 for 45 and a touchdown you would take.
Oh yeah.
At this point.
To the bank.
And do you think he scores today? So tough to say. Brock Osweiler's a piece of junk.
I can't give him a touchdown because Brock Osweiler's so bad.
Michael Floyd or DeAndre Hopkins?
Hopkins.
He's still got, yeah. For the Colts, DeQual Jackson suspended. Patrick Robinson is going to miss out. Clayton Gethers is going to miss out too. So the Colts do have issues on the defensive side of things. But no Jonathan Joseph, no Jadeveon Clowney for Houston today. So Andrew Luck should be able to feast here. Texans have allowed multiple touchdown passes in 4 straight games. This should be a Luck game. You don't want to fully buy on Dwayne Allen. That was just the thing. The Jets were bad. He's still pretty much splitting time on the field with Jack Doyle, but Luck should be fine. Gore is like a low-end number 2 running back for me, and Moncrief's touchdown dependent, and I think T.Y. Hilton should go bananas today.
Yeah.
So, Colts should score a lot of points today.
You would think.
Yeah, especially with the issues that the Texans have defensively. Fire up most of your Indianapolis guys. Vikings on the road against the Jaguars. Don't really love this game for fantasy. Harrison Smith is out for Minnesota. That's a big blow. He's dealing with an ankle. Joe Berger, the center. Sharif Floyd, the defensive tackle, is going to be out as well here. All right, give me your Minnesota Vikings fantasy hot take. In this matchup,
Sam Bradford sucks.
Yeah.
So that's not good. Jerick McKinnon's been a little bit better lately, but if you're starting him in a playoff week, you're probably in big trouble.
He's a flex.
Yeah. That's about it.
But he's not even a great flex.
No red zone work. I mean, you're just hoping for passing work, if anything. The only guy that you can start with some confidence, especially in a PPR, is Stephon Diggs, right?
Even in this matchup against Jacksonville?
Well, I mean, who's he going to be going up against? Is Jalen Ramsey going to follow him?
Or Mukamara, one of the two.
I still think he'll catch 6 or 7 balls, not for a ton of yardage. The Vikings just can't move the ball down the field. They have no perimeter threat. Kyle Rudolph's okay in the red zone, but they need to address that somehow. They need some playmakers. And the Jags, who are you starting on the Jags? Nobody.
Nobody. I don't want anybody.
It's a waste. This game's a barren wasteland.
Although I do have some Allen Robinson and some DFS as a punt
just because of the price tag.
It's like $5,000.
Yeah.
He's really cheap. But Jaguars allowing under 5 passing yards per attempt at home, which fits just perfectly with what Sam Bradford does. Because he's all he needs is 3 yards. Yeah. That's it. He's good with his tiny face and tiny helmet getup he's got.
Let's give him 32 completions in like 42 attempts for 212 yards and one touchdown.
I don't think there's anybody on any of these teams that I want today. Fantasy playoffs, I just couldn't see it. There's a lot of bad wide receivers that you might be starting over Allen Robinson today up against Xavier Rhodes. Dez Bryant did kind of roast Rhodes last week. Dez Bryant had a good game. Stephon Diggs is no Dez Bryant.
And he doesn't have Dak Prescott's ability to throw the ball down the field, which he's been pretty good at.
All right, the late kickoffs, Sunday nighter and the Monday nighter to come. We got some more tweets. We'll answer your questions. And if you have some phone calls for us, the lines are open. Fantasy show continues on Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
All right, we're back. 9:40 on this Sunday morning. It's the Fantasy Show, Week 14, Fantasy Playoffs are here. Alex and Josh here for the next about 12 minutes or so. Get some of your tweets. Hilton writes in, Rodgers, Rivers, or Kaepernick?
Rodgers.
Rodgers for me too. Jeremy writes in, he needs two of these wide receivers. Benjamin, Beasley, Watkins, LaFell, and Devontae Parker.
I think we're in agreement. I hope Watkins and LaFell.
Yeah. To me, I would start Sammy, and then it's LaFell over Kelvin Benjamin, and like Casey Hayward is a good corner.
Yes,
and he'll probably
shot
be
Mike
shadowing.
Evans down last
yes,
week.
He did, and he'll probably be on Kelvin today. So we are in agreement there. All right, let's get to the late kickoffs here. Jets on the road against the 49ers. Bryce Petty's going to get the start here for New York. So, do you have a sneaking suspicion that Robbie Anderson is going to do something in this game today against the 49ers?
I think the fact that everyone thinks he's going to means that it's not going to happen, but he does have 31% of the targets with Bryce Petty playing quarterback. Brandon Marshall, 70 yards or fewer. 70 or fewer. Seven straight games, first time since his rookie season. So it has just been a nightmare scenario.
How do you trust Brandon Marshall in the fantasy playoffs today?
And he's on that Inside the NFL show every Wednesday night on NFL Network. And I don't know how he shows up on that show. It's like, oh, let's recap the Jets getting embarrassed on Monday night. Brandon, what were your thoughts on that stinker?
They must do that out of New York, I would imagine.
They do. That's the only way he does it. They do.
All right. So would you go Kenny Britt or Brandon Marshall?
Kenny Britt.
I would go Kenny Britt too. Would you go Kelvin Benjamin or Brandon Marshall?
Brandon Marshall. They're both bad, but at least Brandon Marshall is more likely to get some targets than Kelvin Benjamin.
Or would you go Devontae Adams against the Seahawks or Brandon Marshall?
Devontae Adams.
And Matt Forte. Matt Forte.
Yeah, the volume's good. He's been getting out snapped, but not out touched of late by Bilal Powell.
Such a bad team.
Yeah, it's just such a nightmare.
All right, 49ers. Look, again, I'm all in on Colin Kaepernick. Jets just do not get to the quarterback. They're 31st in the league with 20 sacks. So fire up Cap, and especially in DFS where you get a bonus for 100 rushing yards. Yeah, I know that the Jets' strong suit is stopping the run, but I don't know how they handle Cap. I really don't.
Yeah.
Kaepernick's really the only guy I want in this game. Carlos Hyde is a borderline RB2.
No touchdown since Kaepernick.
Not great.
Took under center, so that's concerning.
Interesting game here. The Saints are on the road against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and this was one of the big disappointments from Week 13. What the hell happened to Drew Brees at home in that matchup where he was atrocious, especially for those who needed a win to get into the playoffs, and Drew Brees throws that stinker. Look, he's human, but my God, I did not see that coming
at all. First time in 60 games at home, he hasn't thrown a touchdown.
Wow. All right, so Michael Thomas, a bit banged up. Teron Armstead, the left tackle, is questionable. Mark Ingram looks like he's going to play today. How do you think the Saints bounce back in Tampa, a spot that teams have had issues with lately? Yeah. Case in point, the Seattle Seahawks.
The Bucs have been one of the best scoring defenses since week 8 or week 9, and it's coincided with a four-game win streak to get them right back into the playoff chase.
Yep.
Drew Brees, we know what he is on the road. He struggles somewhat on the road.
You're starting Drew Brees
yes,
today.
Of course. But I don't know how much confidence I have in the run game. Mark Ingram, he's been pretty hit or miss the last few weeks. It's hard to just assume he's going to have 150 yards and two touchdowns like he has a couple of times of late.
I like Brandon Cooks today.
I do too.
Bucks give up a lot of deep plays. They made a concerted effort to get to Cooks last week. And like, Willie Snead hasn't really been much of anything the last little bit. And if Michael Thomas is really banged up, it could be Cooks. It could be the Cooks and Fleener show today.
Yeah, I like
Josh
Fleener.
Josh Hill hurt.
I like Fleener.
So I like Cooks today. I mean, I think if Michael Thomas is starting, I would start Michael Thomas. He's leading the team in targets on the road and receiving yards and receiving touchdowns. So you fire up him. But I liked that they got the ball to Cooks last week, and it's a good matchup against Tampa Bay today. For the Buccaneers, Gerald McCoy did practice on Friday. Looks like he is going to play today. We kind of talked about the running backs. Doug Martin has been ineffective. The Buccaneers are talking up Jaquizz Rodgers, and Charles Sims is coming off injured reserve. So the only way you would play Doug Martin is if you are desperate,
yeah,
pretty much.
Yeah, but everything's working against him heading into this week, which probably means he's going to have a good game because that's usually how these things tend to shake out.
Colin Kaepernick, Trevor Siemian, Jared Goff, and Matthew Stafford over the last 5 weeks are quarterbacks who have thrown for multiple touchdowns against the Saints, which is one of the reasons why we do love Jameis today.
Love Jameis, yeah.
Fire up Jameis. It should be classic Jameis to Mike Evans' game. And Cameron Brate, another touchdown last week. Like, we were kind of going back and forth last week on, do you go Ladarius Green or Cameron Brate? And Ladarius Green had the better game.
But they both had great games.
At least Brate had the touchdown, make America Brate again. Let's get to the Falcons on the road against the L.A. Rams. Again, Julio Jones is the big story here. He's officially questionable. Again, that tweet from Adam Schefter. He's got one source saying Julio's going to play today. Another source says he's not going to play. There's been some suggestion he could be a decoy. Josh and I are of the opinion that we want to stray away from starting Julio as much as possible, unless you like have a bench full of running backs and tight ends and he's the only wide receiver you have. But to take a donut on week one of the fantasy playoffs
can't
is something you cannot do. So Mohamed Sanu looks like he's not going to play as well. So we do like Taylor Gabriel today as like a wide receiver three in a deep league. Rob talked about Devonta Freeman in DFS. He's a fine standard play too. Could be a good game for both running backs. Or do you think, you know, Rams have been kind of stingy-ish defensively at home. If there's no Sanu and no Julio, even if the running backs get a lot of work, do you think this is a game where the Falcons come away with like only 10 points?
I don't, because the Rams have been just horrible defensively the last 2 weeks. I think they've averaged allowing like 480 yards over the last two games, including 500 to the Saints a couple of weeks ago. Yes, they're at home.
Yeah.
The run defense has become terrible. I think they're averaging over 5 yards a carry against. I like pretty much everyone skill-wise, Gabriel and the two backs. Matt Ryan, I'm not as high on without Julio, but
yeah, downgrading Ryan.
I don't think I would shy away from either of those Falcons backs.
Of the 12 quarterbacks to face the Rams, only three have top 12 finishes. Only one of those games were in Los Angeles. So, and I want to say Tyrod might have been one of those. So that was a big LeSean game, too, that one in L.A. All right, for the Rams here, Kenny Britt gets the touchdown last week. No, I think, again, he's a wide receiver three.
Yep.
Maybe he gets the touchdown in the first quarter. Maybe he gets it in garbage time, but at least he's getting some sort of fantasy production. And Todd Gurley's been running a little bit better since Jared Goff took
3.7 yards per carry as opposed to 3.1 without him. So any progress is good, I guess, for Todd Gurley.
Falcons 27th in run DVOA in the National Football League. So he's a low end number two.
Yeah.
It's not a flex. Yeah, I think he's a little better than a flex, but he's a low end number two.
That's what you're hoping for with that first round pick.
Seahawks at the Packers. CJ Procise out. Brock Coyle is out. You think the Seahawks put up a lot of points here? This game is one that could be marred by snow, so we're going to have to watch out for that. But, like, are you all in on Russell and Jimmy and Rawls and Baldwin today?
Yeah, I'm playing all those guys. I might, I mean, away from CenturyLink, a bit of a downgrade, especially for somebody like Jimmy Graham, who's just killed it at home and been just okay on the road.
Yeah.
But I see this as still being the type of game. It's like a 27-24 type of game. So I still think there's enough points out there for the skill guys to get theirs.
Packers giving up nearly 5 yards per carry the last six games, and it's pretty much just Thomas Rawls that they have in that backfield, so fire up Thomas Rawls. As for the Packers, we got a lot of people asking if they should be starting Aaron Rodgers. Is it because it's Seattle? That must be the reason, right? No Earl Thomas. They do have Cam Chancellor and Richard Sherman still. But no, I think we're both still in on Aaron Rodgers. Yep. We're not scared by Rodgers at all. He's leading the league in red zone passing attempts. They don't have a running game. I mean, he's got a lot of places he can throw the ball to. He's going to be fine. I would be really shocked if he has a bad game today against that Seattle defense. Who do you think is the best receiving option here in Green Bay today?
Finally become Jordy Nelson. It was Davante Adams, but I think it's finally become Jordy Nelson. Randall Cobb. Look, last week he had, what did he have, 3 catches for 17 yards and a touchdown or something? Stay away from him.
Roto World with the stat. Randall Cobb hasn't been a top 30 scorer in 5 straight games. He's been a top 40 scorer just once over those 5 games. Nelson has cleared 90 yards in 5 of 6. He's second in receiving touchdowns. And Davante Adams? Do you want Davante Adams today?
Maybe as a third receiver.
Yeah. All right, Sunday night, Cowboys against the G-Men, and we'll start with Dallas, and the Giants have a big issue defensively because Jason Pierre-Paul might be done for the rest of the season, so Ezekiel Elliott is a guy you're going to fire up already. Yeah. Dak Prescott, what's his ceiling in this game on the road? Like, it's shaping up to be like a 15-point fantasy day, right?
Yeah.
That's kind of the vibe I'm getting. That, like, I think I'd rather go Andy Dalton today. I think I'd go Big Ben on the road in Buffalo today, as long as it's not too much snow. I don't have a great feeling about Dak in this game.
The Giants have only allowed 2 top-12 quarterback finishes on the year, but I'm not sure how their pass rush is going to be without Pierre-Paul, because it had really been rounding into form. The last month or so, him and Vernon were providing, I think, what most people expected that they would going into the season. But I think it's Zeke is the guy that they're going to go to, and you just have to hope that what Dak does is to Dez.
Yeah.
Like it was last week when he had 85 yards and a touchdown, and Dak had 40 yards or 45 yards to the rest of the Cowboys receivers.
Shane Vereen set to return for the Giants tonight. I kind of like this situation for Eli Manning. I think he's going to have a sneaky kind of 260-23 touchdown game here against the Cowboys. But Odell Beckham really is the only receiving option I want. I really don't want anybody else. But I don't mind starting Eli if you have to today. And then the Ravens at the Patriots Monday night. Which running back do you want in Baltimore?
I still love Kenneth Dixon's skill set and talent level and all of that. But I don't want either, because you're just not sure who's going to have more touches. It's probably going to be pretty close. Does Terrence West score a touchdown? I'm not banking on that in the playoffs. Needing him on Monday night? No, thanks.
Steve Smith or Mike Wallace?
Steve Smith.
And then for the Patriots, Tom Brady or Andy Dalton?
Tom Brady. I'm confidently saying it now.
Tom Brady or Marcus Mariota?
Brady.
And do you want to? Is Martellus Bennett a sit tomorrow?
He's a sit. We couldn't sit him last week. We started him over Ladarius Green.
Yeah.
There was egg and shell all over our faces and in our hair. I'm not going to be burned by that again.
All right. We got to scoot. Hopefully you are all successful in your fantasy matchups today, and we'll be back next week to chat up week 15. Until then, see ya.